This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A U.S. official has told VOA the Pentagon is making plans to bring home more American troops in the coming weeks, leaving 2,500 troops in Afghanistan and 2,500 troops in Iraq by mid-January. The drawdown, which would remove about 2,000 troops currently in Afghanistan and 500 now in Iraq, is similar to a plan laid out by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien in October. O'Brien, which the Pentagon could not confirm at the time. News of the potential military changes began circulating on Monday and brought swift criticism from experts, former officials, and even some of President Trump's biggest Trump allies, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. U.S. projected President-elect Joe Biden is meeting today with his national security advisors, but not government intelligence officials. President Donald Trump denies to block the Democrats' transition to the presidency. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris issued with their diplomatic intelligence and defense experts to Biden transition officials. Numerous Republican lawmakers have said in recent days that government intelligence officials should be briefing Biden ahead of his January 20th inauguration event, as Mr. Trump continues to pursue his long-shot legal challenges to try to overturn Biden's projected election victory, elected on office for a second in 4 years. Social media critics are defending their platform actions surrounding the presidential election. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he heard for a year that the public wanted more context about disinformation and the election, and Twitter obliged.
Applying labels to over 300,000 tweets from October 27th. To November 11th.
Dorsey and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg testified remotely before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is deeply divided over the election's integrity and its results, with Chairman Lindsey Graham among those refusing to knock down President Trump's unfounded claims of electoral fraud. Twitter and Facebook have both labeled some of the president's content as misinformation. Lawmakers from both sides questioned them on how they can decide what's legitimate and what's not. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With the world nearing 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says countries that are not taking aggressive actions to control the spread of the virus are playing with fire. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus expressed concern about the rapidly growing numbers of new cases across the globe during a news conference from the agency's headquarters in Geneva. The briefing marked his return to WHO headquarters since entering into a two-week self-quarantine period after coming into contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. The surge of new coronavirus cases appears to be slowing in Germany and France, generating hopes that the two European heavyweights are beginning to regain control over the pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Countries across Europe have implemented lockdown measures of varying intensity in recent weeks as confirmed cases hit record numbers. The numbers have largely overwhelmed contact tracing efforts, even in Germany, which was credited with handling the pandemic's first cases well. The slowing of cases is heartening, but authorities say hospitals are crowded and are likely to face further strain in the coming weeks. One death in four in France is now linked to COVID-19, with more virus patients in French hospitals than during the earlier peak of the country's epidemic in the spring. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Plans for vaccination programs began taking shape in Europe and the United States following recent breakthroughs, but surging coronavirus caseloads prompted new restrictions, with Austria taking the unpopular step Tuesday of closing schools and shops. Global hopes of beating the pandemic were high after U.S. biotech firm Moderna and its vaccine candidate was nearly 90% effective in a trial, a week after similar results announced by pharma giant Pfizer. This is VOA News.